comedy Capers. Another edition of your favorite radio cocktail, composed of equal parts of melody and mirth, the good old comedy Capers. And tonight, there is a great big moon shining. The night was made for love and lovers. So we're going to dedicate the show to moonlight. Moonlight, the one light for which we never get a bill on the first of the month. Here we go. Let's go wandering in the moonlight. Dedicating the program to moonlight, but judging from the first boys to show up, we should have dedicated it to midnight, for that's just what they look like, midnight in a coal yard. Here they are, swore and good, and they are good.
Come on, you egghead. Come on out here in the moonlight and give me my money.
What money are you talking about?
Well, you know what I'm talking about. When we got through playing cards last week, you got up from the game owing me some money. Now, what I want to know is, when is you going to pay me my money?
I told you I'm going to pay you when you're alone.
When I'm alone?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm alone now.
No, you ain't. I'm here.
Well, never mind about you being here. When is you going to pay me my money?
Oh, I'll give it to you next week.
Next week?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what you told me last week.
Yeah, and that's what I'm going to tell you next week. I'm a man that don't say one thing one week and then something else the next.
Well, look like you're all time doing something wrong here lately. You know, I took you to church Sunday night and you fell asleep. And when the preacher got up on the pulpit and said, brethren and sisters, said the lady ushers will now pass among you. So kindly donate to the church. And what you say?
All I said was, I'm very sorry, Mr. Preacher. I can't give nothing. I owe everybody in the neighborhood now.
Yeah, I know that, but don't you think that you owe a little something to the Lord?
Yeah, but he ain't pushing me like the rest of my creditors.
And that ain't all. When the preacher asked who was the first man from the ark, I stepped up there and I said, Brother Noah was the first man from the ark. Then you had to pop up there and say, no, he wasn't parson. Said he was three men ahead of him.
Well, there was three men ahead of him.
If there was three men ahead of him, who was it?
I don't know them boys personally. But if you read the Bible, it says when the ark landed, Brother Noah came forth. Boy, you stand around here hollering what I've been doing and saying all the time. What'd you tell me to do when I went down the aisle of those church with them ham bones wrapped in newspaper?
I told you to take that ham bone and hide it. Hide it underneath the bosom of your shirt so that the preacher couldn't find it.
Hide it?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you see me hide it right underneath the bosom of my shirt?
I know, but when the preacher said, come forth, brothers, and relieve thy sins from thy bosom, then what did you do?
Well, what could I do? I reached in, took out the ham bone. I said, here, parson, you raise more heck over a little piece of meat than anybody I ever heard of.
Well, speaking of raising heck over a piece of meat, did you ever hear the hamburger song? Hidden for the last ground up hour. Oh, but here come three lovely little ladies wandering in the moonlight. The Foster Trio, three little sunbeams in the moonlight.
By the waterfall, I'm calling you. We can share it all beneath a ceiling of blue. We'll spend the heavenly day near where the withering waters play. Calling you by a waterfall, he's dreaming too. There's a magic melody Mother Nature sings to me beside a waterfall. By the waterfall, I'm calling you. We can share it all beneath the ceiling of blue, ceiling of blue. We'll spend a heavenly day here where the withering waters play. With a wheel that's calling you. By a waterfall, he's dreaming too. There's a magic melody Mother Nature sings to me beside a waterfall.
Very pretty, very pretty, girls. That was the Foster Trio getting the moonlight out of their hearts. And whoa, here's Bill Ozark, the young man of the mountains, the original slow brain through Arkansas. Bill Ozark.
Well, how are you, Tom? How are
well,
you?
Bill, I'm just great. Say, what are you going to do to contribute to this moonlight program?
Well, the thought if I got over here in this moonlit atmosphere, it might make me burst into song.
Oh,
Tom.
Heaven forbid.
Seems like it takes the moonlight to bring out the bird in me.
Yeah.
And there's nothing like my singing to bring out the bird in the audience.
Yeah, I'll bet. Then you can sing when you're feeling romantic. Is that the idea?
Yeah, I want to tell you, the other night my wife and I was out driving and we come to a little valley with a mountain in the distance. It was so quiet and peaceful there,
yeah,
you know, that I stopped the car. And pretty soon the moon started peeking over the mountain. I just couldn't contain myself.
How about you started singing? Huh?
I started singing when the moon comes over the mountain.
Yeah, and?
And the moon turned around and went back.
Well, you know, that doesn't speak very well for your voice.
No, but I got the kind of a voice that speaks for itself. I got a cup for singing just the other day.
You got a cup for singing, huh?
Yeah.
Well, have you had any experience singing over a microphone?
Yes, I have. The other day I was out to a big picnic, and they asked me to sing over the loudspeaking system. Of course, I didn't know how far back to stand, you know. And I asked the audience to help me find the balance. I says, if I ain't loud enough, just motion for me to come up closer.
I
and
see.
If I'm too loud, just motion for me to get back a little further.
Yeah, I get the idea.
Well, I started singing, and they started motioning for me to get back.
Uh-huh.
And the more I sang, the more they motioned for me to get back.
To get way back, I
Yeah, finally I got plumb back on the back edge of the platform, and they kept waving. I says, for Lord's sakes, ain't I back far enough now?
And what did they say?
They says, no, we can still hear you.
I thought you said you got a cup for singing.
Yeah, I did. You don't doubt my word, do
no,
you?
No, not at all. But say, I'd like to have you show me the cup.
Well, I can't show you the cup, Tom, but there's a scar on my head where the cup hit me.
Oh, it did. Well, now let's... Tell the truth. How did you get that cup?
Well, tell you the truth. If my wife was back in the kitchen washing dishes, and I went back there and started singing.
Yeah?
Well, my wife went to give me a pat on the head, and she forgot she had a teacup in her hand.
Well, anyway, Bill Ozark very kindly refrained from singing his theme song, The Ozone of the Ozarks, for which we may be duly thankful. Now, two young gentlemen who have been out wandering in the moonlight, Gillum and Gailey, who are firmly convinced that moonlight comes in bottles. Gillum and Gailey.
Say, Kenny, weren't the stars numerous last night?
Yeah, and there were a lot of them, too.
Uh-huh, just skip it. What did you think of that beautiful, beautiful moon?
Oh, I liked it fine,
oh,
Ted.
Boy, that was a wonderful example of a quarter moon. Just a thin slice way up there in the sky. What did it remind you of, Kenny?
It reminded me, Ted,
yes?
that I ought to cut my toenails.
I can tell you're not romantic. Now, I'm different, Kenny. When the moon is shining, I like to get out in the park.
I tried that once, but it didn't work, Ted.
Oh, what do you mean it didn't work?
Well, about a week ago, the moon was shining, and I felt all romantic, so I went down to the park.
And then what?
Well, I was sitting on the park bench with my arm around a girl when a cop walked up, threw his flashlight on us, and arrested us.
He did? Did he take you to jail?
You bet he did. I sure was lucky to get out of it, too.
Oh, you got out. Tell me how it happened, Ken.
Well, the judge asked me what my name was, and I said Ken Gillum.
Uh-huh.
Then he asked the girl what her name was, and she said Mrs. Ken Gillum.
Ah, oh, smart girl.
I'll say. Uh-huh. Then the judge told us we could go. So as we were walking out, the officer that arrested us came over and apologized to me. He said, I'm sorry, Mr. Gillum, but I didn't know that was your wife.
And what did you say to him?
I said, neither did I until you turned that flashlight on us.
I see.
Well, it's too bad, but the moonlight is fading. And as they never say in the movies anymore, came the dawn. And with the dawn, the Comedy Capers leaves you for this time. But remember, the moon may not be made of cheese, but we always have prize fighters.